time here, and do one more of our children's selections. But I think this is a song for everybody. I really do. I don't think this is a song for kids. And I've never been a big believer of singing down to children or talking down to kids. And I think this is one of those instances where when I hear a child sing a song like this, it's almost like they're teaching us a lesson. So here's from the great songbook of Fred Rogers.
Things you wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like, the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. Thank you. things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. Yeah, it's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself, it's you.
You are listening to the Vancouver, British Columbia-based Jennifer Scott Quintet. We recorded this performance in Haines Junction, Yukon in November 2019. The quintet includes Jennifer's husband Rene Wurst on bass, David Sekula on guitar, Bernie Arai on drums, and Seattle-based trumpeter Thomas Marriott. Jennifer sings and plays piano.
We're going to continue with a song that is very meaningful to me. I have a great love for Brazilian music. This song is called Sonho Meu, which translates to mean my dream. And a lot of the imagery in the song, I won't do like a phrase-by-phrase translation for you, but the song was actually written in Los Angeles, interestingly enough, and it was written by a composer who was banished, actually a few different composers that were banished and for political reasons from Brazil many, many years ago. And it was recorded in secret by the composer's sister and another singer, Maria Bethânia. So this song is called Sonho Meu, and the imagery basically states that wherever you are in the world, you're still seeing the same stars in the sky, you're still smelling beautiful flowers, but my dream is that someday I'll be able to return back to the land of the samba. Sonho Meu.
Sonho meu,
I want you to know how pleased that I am to be sharing the stage with the amazing Thomas Marriott on trumpet. And yes, absolutely. I heard him play literally like maybe 8 bars of solo about a year ago, and I said, I want to work with that guy. And so this is my dream come true. I get to do that tonight. You're hearing our first collaboration, so that's exciting for us, and for me anyways. I'm not sure, I can't speak for Thomas. But anyway, I would love for you to hear him do something with this great quartet, or this great quartet. So I'm gonna take a little break and let you listen to the great Thomas Marriott. Yeah, guys. I'm going to do a beautiful ballad by two of my favorite composers, Ned Washington and Victor Young. This one is called My Foolish Heart.
much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start.
Is Jam Live, and you've been listening to the first part of our two-part show featuring a live performance by the Jennifer Scott Quintet from Vancouver, British Columbia. We would like to thank Jazz Yukon for co-sponsoring this concert and for keeping jazz music alive in communities across the Yukon. If you enjoyed this show, you should check out Part 2, Episode 115, for more from the Jennifer Scott Quintet and for all the other live recordings we have on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just go to the Jam Live page. The Jam Live production team of this episode are Dieter Gade and David Sillery, and I am Maria Leniak. There's just enough time to fade out today's program with Cole Porter's jazz standard, Love for Sale. This track is from Jennifer Scott's quartet album, Live at the Cellar, released in 2007. Until next time.
Love for sale. this slightly soiled love for sale. Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Oh, love for sale. Let the poets pipe of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. Young love for sale.